message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Blessed in Jesus' name. I say you are blessed in Jesus' name. I welcome you into God's presence this morning. And I know that your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. I say your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. We want to thank God for his presence in our midst. We also want to thank him for the testimonies that he has continued to give to us. To God alone be all the glory. Very sharp this morning, I'll be speaking on the word power for vision accomplishment. Power for vision accomplishment. There is no success without secrets. Nobody can stand out in life without a standard in life. It takes some standards for you to stand out. And one of those major secrets is called vision, which I've defined last week extensively. I explained to us what vision is. And I want you to know this morning that God is the giver of visions. There is a difference between vision and ambition. We'll clear that out quickly this morning. Ambition is born of a desire to be better than others. Ambition is a product of envy and self-recognition. I want to be better than that guy. I need to, I can do it now. If she can do it, I can also do it. That is ambition. Vision is the unfolding of God's plan for a person's life. Just like he did to Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. Vision is the unfolding when God shows you what he has for you. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and I ordained thee a prophet unto nations. Vision is different from ambition. And every child of destiny is a child of vision. And it is in the discovery of your vision that you shine in life. It is in the discovery of why God sent you here that you become a star in life. What God sent me to do might be different from what he sent you to do. What God sent the person sitting down beside you to do might be different from what the person behind you. There are no two people in this world. Fingerprints are different. Everybody is a unique entity. You are a unique person. And your uniqueness will be shown forth in Jesus' name. Can I hear your loud amen? Amen. However, our major focus this morning is accomplishment of vision. Because vision without being accomplished is like a waste of time. How do I accomplish my vision? What God has shown me that I must do, how do I do it? Because most visions start small. Most visions start without a bearing per se. How do I accomplish what God has sent me here to do? What is vision accomplishment? It is the actualization and the manifestation of the plan of God as programmed for heaven. By a man, for a man or a woman. The actualization and the manifestation of the plan and program of God for the life of a man and a woman. And I pray for somebody here this morning, your vision shall be actualized. I'll give you two benefits of vision. I've given us many last week, but I'll give you just two this morning. Benefits of vision number one is stability. When you have a vision, you are stable. Vision always grants you stability. You are not moved by the wind. Vision births stability. And anytime you contact vision, you become a stable person. People of vision are not people that run here and there. They are stable. They know why they are on earth. They know what God sent them to do. So they are not moving by default. They are just not moving from one thing to another, one place to another. When you know what God wants you to do, you are stable. You are stable. You are stable. You are following the pattern as ordained and as revealed to you by God. Number two benefit of vision that I'll be showing us this morning is that vision brings direction and precision to life. When you have a vision, you have a precision, you have a direction. You have a focus of what you want, where you know the end point even from the beginning by God's grace. So you are divinely directed with precision. How many of us have seen pilots, or you have maybe in a film or something, you have seen pilots while they take directive from the control tower, and based on this they can move from Ilorin here and go straight to London, go from Ilorin here and go straight to Amsterdam, go from Lagos and go to Canada. Why? There is a vision. There is no doubt on, are you going to Canada or are you going to Germany? No, there is a direction for their life, and so they follow that direction, and so they are very stable and they move with precision. Quickly this morning, I want to show us what are the keys to the accomplishment of vision. What can make me accomplish my vision that God has given to me? Because accomplishment of vision is not automatic. There is what must happen. The part of God is there and your own part is there. I'll show you a few. We can't exhaust it in a meeting such as this, which we close in less than 30 minutes from now. But we'll try our best to give us as many as possible. Number one key to vision accomplishment is trust in God. In Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 and verse 8, the Bible speaking there said, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord. So number one key to vision accomplishment is trust in God. Trust in God. Blessed is the man that trusted in God, and whose hope the Lord is. Verse 8. 8. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green. Somebody say amen. Amen. This is talking about you. I think this is talking about you. Amen. He said, your leaf will be green, amen, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, amen, neither shall she cease from yielding fruits. Amen. Friends, you will continue to yield fruits. Amen. Your trust in God automatically brings about the accomplishment of what you are trusting God for. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So your trust in God is a guarantee for the accomplishment of what you desire. To trust in God simply means total dependency. You don't depend on your certificate. You don't depend on your strength. Neither do you depend on your beauty. You don't depend on your connection. By God's privilege and grace, I know quite a few highly placed people in this world, in this nation, by God's grace and privilege. And there is not one person. I first sat one-on-one with a governor almost 17 years ago, one-on-one, for the first time. So it's not today, but there's no one person that can say is depending on us, or it is because of us that is there. Your total trust in God is a guarantee that you are going to make it. Somebody here will make it. Somebody here is going to make it. Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Trust in God, and it's absolutely based on God, And God is the backup that does not back out. God is the only backup that does not back out. Some can back out. Some can support you to get to a place, and when you want second time, they back out. They say, no, you are too old, you can't go again. You were sick for some year, for some months, and the nation was grounded. We are sorry, we can't give you a second time. We also want to go and enjoy what you enjoy. I mean, you want to die there. Your trust in God is an automatic ticket for the accomplishment of your vision. Somebody's here. By God's grace and privilege, you will accomplish what God has sent you to accomplish. Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen?
Amen.
I'd like to hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
I'd like to hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
I'd like to hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Number two, key to vision accomplishment is diligent pursuit. Diligent, someone say diligent pursuit. Your diligent pursuit always results in accomplishment. In 1 Corinthians 9 verse 24, 1 Corinthians 9 verse 24, the Bible says, know ye not that all run in a race, but one obtaineth the prize. So run that you might obtain. So run that you might obtain. Life is for runners, not for sleepers. If you want to accomplish what God has sent you to do, you must be on the go. You must pursue. You must overtake. You must recover all. I've often told you, it's better to die going than to die seated. Every day as you wake up, you want to accomplish the vision that God has placed in your heart. The pursuit must be evident. Everybody must know it. To pursue means to run after something with determination. That's pursuit. You run after something with determination. And if you desire a first class in school, your pursuit will be different from somebody who wants a pass. Your pursuit of knowledge, your pursuit of a space in the library, your pursuit of lectures will be different from somebody who doesn't care about his grade. He doesn't care. He says, my father has already left me 2 billion naira. Why do I need to struggle? I just need this certificate. While I was in university, I met a guy who was a son of a VC. His dad was a VC of another university at that time. He was on his third extra year. Third. He had one of the best cars on campus at that time. And then, of course, he has access to some of the so-called babes in the campus. I had heard about him that this guy is a VC's son. So one night we just met, and he couldn't waste time to tell me, I'm a son of a VC. Do you know that my dad is a... We left him there on campus. We left him there. The son... Listen, your father's achievement is not your achievement. You have to create your own achievement through your personal pursuit of responsibility. Have you ever seen anybody, they say, your daddy has a PhD. So, since he's now on the hospital bed about to die, let him sign a letter transferring his PhD-ship. He should transfer his PhD that he got from Harvard. He should transfer it to you, then immediately you become Dr. So-so-so-so-so in microbiology. For where? You have to discover what God sent you to do. I have to discover what God sent me to do. In my place. I mean, you have not been expecting it. They said, he that relies on the good of his father has signed off for penury for life. Let me interpret that in Yoruba today, just for the sake of Agbojulogun o fira efun oshita. I know my father. What did God send you to do? What is your area of assignment? What do you want to add to life? Forget your father. All of you praying that your father should die, you better stop it. So that your own children too will not be praying that you should die when you become rich. But there's some children like that. Daddy, you live long, sha. All your mates are already dead. Somebody, turn to your neighbor and say, pursue. What God has put in your heart, pursue it. Pursue it. Anything that you are working in a place, pursue that thing that you are doing. You have your own establishment, pursue it. Don't allow anything to dampen your morale. So some of you here, you need motivation before somebody can encourage you. You have to be a person that is self-motivated. Nobody should encourage you to read. Nobody should encourage you to do the right thing. Why? Something is bubbling inside of you for what you can see. I can see the crown waiting for me. I can see that crown. I can see that great testimony ahead of me. So I can rest. 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 Those that rest too often, they rust in life. Rest, R-E-S-T. Rust, R-U-S-T. Oh God. May the Lord bless somebody here this morning in the name of Jesus. Look at that woman in Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34. She wanted a healing from Jesus. She did not wait. She pursued Jesus and she touched the hem of his garment. May you touch his garment today. I say, may you touch his garment today. May you touch his garment today. May you touch Jesus' garment today. Because of my time, I can't waste too much time on this. Or let me just say one or two more things briefly. Pursuit also means action. You must be an action person. Action. You know, when they are doing films, they say 1, 3, 2, 3, action. Without that action, you can't buy the CD. If they are just saying 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, that action is what makes you to put your money inside your pocket to buy it, or you use your ATM to download the film. And they debit you, pam pam, you receive a lot. Action. No action, no accomplishment. No action, no accomplishment. Number three, key to vision accomplishment is effective time management. Somebody say effective time management. Time is what life is made of. Don't waste your time so that you don't waste your life, because life is about time. In Ecclesiastes, in Ephesians 5, verse 15 and 16, talks about redeeming the time. Ephesians chapter 5, 15 and 16. That is, you must redeem, you must see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Verse 16, redeeming, somebody say redeeming the time. That is, use your time well. Every one of us have the same amount of time. 24 hours. Even God does not have extra time. Everybody has the same time. It is what you use your time for that brings up. I can't imagine somebody in a period of exam like this for some of our students who is visiting club in this period. I can't imagine a person at this kind of period of his life when you squander time, you squander life. Time is the stuff that life is made of. Time is the stuff that life is made of. You can't spend your time wasting it. If you squander your time, you have squandered your destiny. Listen to me. If you sleep 8 hours per day, by the time you are 75 years, you have already spent 25 years on the bed sleeping. So you must have the number of hours you must sleep per day. You can't waste your time and expect that things will work out. Plan your time. Plan your life. And in this part of the world, in Africa in particular, we have a very terrible culture of time wasting. African time. Nigerian time. Ilorin time. That one too is there. Ilorin time. Forget it. You can get there anytime. You can do things at any time. It's a lie. You don't have all the time. Time is ticking. So spend your time judiciously. Spend your time judiciously. He that wastes time, wastes life. He that wastes time, wastes life. So every time you are doing nothing with your time, just know that time is not waiting. Time is ticking. Time is going. And the day you master the management of your time, your accomplishment begins. The day you put an end to squandering time, I just feel like wasting this week. What do you want to accomplish today? I don't know. I just want to go out. Where are you going? I'm just going. To do what? Nothing. Just to go. No. Every day must be planned. Every minute must be planned. Every time you have must be planned. This is my sleeping time. This is my eating time. This is my reading time. My father in the Lord, Bishop Oyedepo, somebody once asked him, "Sir, how do you have time to read despite your very tight schedule?" He said, "The same way you have time to eat is the same way I have time to read." He said, "Because you create time for what you know you must do." Anything that is important to a man, you create time for it. My prayer for you here this morning is that you will no longer be a time waster. I say you will never no longer be a time waster. Every time of your life shall be judiciously used. Every time of your life shall be judiciously used. So you will not be a person that you even places where they did not invite you, where they did not call you, go there. You are just walking all over the place. You know, there are some women like that. Parties they did not invite them to, they just walk in there. They did not invite them, nobody knows them there, they just walk out, they just carry me, they go there. Nobody called them, I'm hearing go. I'm hearing and they move there. Such women are a disgrace to their children. They're a disgrace. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. I said, may the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Discipline your time in effective time management. Number four, key to vision accomplishment is discipline. Number one is what? Trust in God. Number two, diligent pursuit. Number three, effective time management. Number four is a disciplined life. Paul was a disciplined man in 1 Corinthians 15:31. He says, "I die daily." 1 Corinthians 15:31. He was a man that was highly disciplined. "I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily." To die daily means I am a highly disciplined person. I mortify my flesh daily. An undisciplined individual does not have a future. Your future is tied to the level of your discipline. And your discipline must be multifaceted. Discipline in eating, discipline in sleeping, discipline in the kind of friends you have, discipline in the way you walk, the way you talk, discipline in the way you dress. You dress to glorify God. Your dressing can go to anywhere. You have a disciplined way of life that God is happy about, man is happy about. About two Saturdays ago, I was coming back from my exercise in the morning, and I saw a lady on the road that was around past 7. I could not believe it. She was going to buy something. As in, the only, out of 100%, the only cover of her body was like 15%. 85% was outside. She wants to go and buy something. See, this is a disgrace to womanhood. You are going to buy something, a queen like you, that a king will come and prostrate and bring more than 40 yam to your father's house. And bring the whole family. Some will come from China, America, everywhere because of you. You want to go and buy something, you carry your body outside. Everybody's watching free film. What a shirt the shirt got here. Everything on that obvious to the core. And and was staring at me like this. I said, you. I wanted to say, God punish you. I just said, that kind of person is not a disciplined person. It's not a disciplined person. It's not a disciplined person. A disciplined person who has a vision does not behave like a hooligan. I mean, that's for ladies. A disciplined guy does not carry nonsense all over the place. Somebody was telling me that in university here, that they closed one of the shops because somebody was smoking weed. A student smoking weed inside the campus. That's an undisciplined child. And I want to believe they must have got him and rusticated such people. You must... The playboys of yesterday, I see the playmen today. Those who behaved like hooligans yesterday, I see hooligans today. If you live your life uselessly, you end useless. You are the architect of your own destiny. Nobody can structure your destiny but you. You carry yourself with dignity. You talk with dignity. You behave with dignity. As a young man going to a place, great place, you can't be carrying but I will choke you. I will choke you. I will choke you. Are you on drugs? I will choke you. Have you ever heard a president say such? Have you ever heard a great man carry bottle, break bottle because of a girl? You are crazy. You carry bottle. A disciplined life matters. A disciplined life is the guarantee. Do you know what causes homosexuality? Indiscipline. When a guy and another guy are too close, they sleep naked together on the bed. They are playing with their, the two of them are playing with their both instrument together. Homosexuality starts. What makes girls become lesbians? Roommates and all those kind of things. Liberality is not stupidity. Liberality does not mean that you shouldn't use your sense. There is what to do with life. Life is not about just squandering it. See, I'm a youth. Don't you know your age now? You can't count your age with finger now. You have to be counting finger. And you say you are already growing. Discipline your life. Discipline your thoughts. Discipline your words. You can't be walking aimlessly all over the place with 85% of your body naked. For what reason? I say it's very hot. The weather is very, very hot. The weather is very, very hot. So because the weather is very, very hot, you want to cause commotion to everybody everywhere? A disciplined approach is what brings greatness in life. Anyhow, lifestyle cannot result in greatness. John Milton said, the morning shows the day, the child shows the man. The morning shows the day, and the child shows the man. And I pray for somebody here today, from today you will no longer be a concern to your family. You will have a testimony that you are a disciplined person. I say you will have a testimony that you are a disciplined person. You will have a testimony that you are a disciplined person. You will have a testimony that you are a disciplined person. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. I mean, in a period like this, for example, for students who are going to class, you are not disciplined. You eat 7 wraps of fufu at 10 p.m. when you say you are going to a night class. You sleep for 7 hours. 1 hour per fufu wrap. I don't know how people do such things. My wife, I told my wife sometime this week that I even wanted to eat fufu after some time. And she brought 2. I could only eat 1. Some people eat 7 wraps at a sitting. At one sitting. That one said, I didn't even finish it. And you say, I want to read. When your instruments are digesting hard food, you want to read. They knock you off to sleep. Jehovah. Be a disciplined person. Be a disciplined person. Be a disciplined person. Do you know that if you are not disciplined, a good thing can become a bad thing in your hands? If you are not a disciplined person, a good thing can become a bad thing in your hands. If you are not a good person, if you are not a disciplined person, good fashion can become a bad thing in your hands. If you are not a disciplined person, reading at night can become something. It can be a time of toasting. You can imagine an undisciplined boy, when exam starts tomorrow, you go to class like tonight, put his two hands in his pocket and say, I have been watching you for a long time. You have been watching me, and you waited till when I have paper 14 hours away, therefore I rebook you. You did not, when the semester started, you did not come to me. 1 month before the test, you did not come to me. I have paper in Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You say you are watching me. I'm watching you too. Come on, go away. It takes a disciplined life to succeed. It takes a disciplined destiny to succeed. It takes a disciplined approach to amount to something in life. It's a new day for you here today. It's a new day for you here today. I can't finish this message today because of our time. I'll just take one more point and then we'll close. Keys to accomplishing your vision is called commitment. Commitment. Only the committed can be celebrated. Anything you are doing haphazardly without any commitment, you are one leg in, one leg out. You are not there. You are not really there. You are not really. You are phoning your sales girl. Hello. Yeah. I will get there. See, almost maybe like 6 or 5 o'clock. I will come and close the shop. Sikira, did you sell today? No monitoring. No visitation. No commitment. It takes a dogged commitment to succeed in anything you want to do. If you want to be a good married man, you are committed to your spouse. You want to be a good married woman, you are 100% committed. You want to be a student, be a student. You can't be an international student. A student on Monday, and then you are in Abuja, Lagos, and Port Harcourt on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you return back for what kind of thing is that? They have done several tests before you return. Be committed so that you will not be omitted. Many are omitted because they are not committed. Many are omitted because they are not committed. But from today, the spirit of commitment comes on somebody here in the name of Jesus. If you want to access success in life, be doggedly and ruggedly. Now listen, there is no substitute to commitment. Prayer cannot replace your commitment. Prayer cannot replace your commitment. Say, I know how to pray very well. You can fast and fast and fast for God to bless your business and bless the work of your hands. If you are not committed, nothing can happen. Your commitment starts with commitment to God, commitment to His service. You are doggedly committed to His service. You are doggedly committed. Listen to me. Any vocation you are doing, you should do it exceedingly well. Not that you underdo it. But I will say, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your heart and with all your mind. For there is no work in the grave where thou goest. Anything you are doing, do it with dogged commitment. If you really desire success in life. My prayer for somebody here this morning is that every single thing you are trusting in God for, you are going to accomplish them in Jesus' name. That dream that God has placed in your heart, that thing that God has placed in your mind to achieve, either in business, in ministry, in career, in vocation, in anything that you are, whatever it is you have committed your hands into, that thing that God has shown you, the commitment required to make it happen. Receive that grace this morning in the name of Jesus. That spirit of commitment, dedication, and determination comes upon you here this morning in Jesus' name. Now listen to this as I round up. Salvation is the key that brings about this commitment, this accomplishment we're talking about. Until a person is saved, he can't get it from God. Until you are saved, you are not safe. You are not safe. You are not, your vision is not safe outside of salvation. Your vision is not safe outside of salvation. Your vision is not safe outside of salvation. Until you are saved, you are not safe.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.